Picture this, a weather balloon hobbyist buys a joke domain name to track radio sons, those little sensor packages meteorologists drop from balloons, and 2 years later, that domain is sitting at the center of an active geopolitical conflict. That's a real story on Hacker News today, and honestly, it's the kind of thing that reminds you why this community keeps surfacing stories that mainstream tech coverage completely misses. Welcome to IntelliJix HN Daily for Thursday, August 20, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We have a genuinely dense episode today. I've been going through these threads since early this morning, and there's something for almost every flavor of nerd. We're talking AI ethics, the open router acquisition by Stripe, Go 1.27 dropping with some genuinely interesting runtime changes, Google quietly doing something weird with Android's open source Git tags, and a piece of hardware that's generated 335 comments on a Casio watch. A watch, Marcus. 335 comments.
The Casio FB100W1A, I've already looked it up, we'll get to that. But first, for listeners who are new to the show, a quick note on what this podcast actually is. We source everything from Hacker News, but we're completely independent. We're not affiliated with Y Combinator or Hacker News in any official capacity. We're not endorsed by them. We've never spoken to anyone there about this show. We're just a couple of people who genuinely find the community's taste in stories to be some of the best signal on the internet, and we want to share that with people who might not have time to scroll the front page every day.
And on that note, if you're not already reading Hacker News directly, please go do that. The URL is news.acombinator.com, and the reason we can't fully replace it is the comments. The HN comment threads are where researchers, founders, and engineers who actually built the things being discussed will show up and tell you what the article got wrong or what the author left out. Today's story about AliExpress running silent web audio fingerprinting that's breaking Bluetooth multipoint connections. The person who found it is in the comments. That context doesn't exist anywhere else.
So here's what we're covering today. We'll lead with the Sond Hub story, the joke domain purchase that became geopolitical, because it's genuinely remarkable and touches on how civilian infrastructure gets entangled in conflicts. From there, we'll get into AI, OpenAI's new policy paper on pacing model development around cybercritical capabilities, the Mathematics in the Age of AI ARXIV paper, the Saul Loves to Cheat post about AI game-playing behavior, and the Claude Code Agents MD feature request that's generated serious discussion about how agentic workflows should be standardized.
Then we'll dig into developer tooling and the open source ecosystem, Go 1.27, the FX coding agent, OneCly from IKS26, and the PostgreSQL for Everything philosophy that's been circulating. We'll also spend real time on Google and Android's Git tag situation, because what Graphene OS flagged has implications that go well beyond one project. And we'll close the content segments with a what if we're wrong exercise on something the HN community seems very confident about today.
We'll also hit the AliExpress fingerprinting story, the don't paste the AI movement, Turns versus Radians, the Cricut e-waste hack, Unsloth's dynamic 3.0 GGUF, Zorshift random number generators, the CUDA geolocation project, and yes, the Casio watch.
It's a full table. Let's get into it.